Okay, welcome to the 4th of July, everyone, on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Hope you're having a safe and sane one. By the way, one of the reasons why I do this show is because I am a proud patriotic American, and hopefully you're listening because you are also a proud patriotic American. So with that said, let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's all stand up, face the flags if we have one, and put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Because that is how we do things here in America. So now on to today's show. Yes, of course, I'll be talking about the Declaration of Independence in full detail, as well as your typical celebrations throughout the country. And yes, that will include eating a hot dog or two, or 500. All right, so now let's get started. And friends, I have an endless barrage of facts and trivia you can share with anybody you want to. Now, here are some things you may or may not know about the Declaration of Independence, courtesy of constitutionalfacts.com. One of the most widely held misconceptions about the Declaration of Independence is that it was signed on July 4th, 1776. In fact, independence was formally declared on July 2nd, 1776, as I mentioned the other day. On July 4th, 1776, Congress approved the final text of the Declaration. It wasn't signed until August 2nd, 1776. When writing the first draft of the Declaration, Thomas Jefferson primarily drew upon two sources, his own draft of a preamble to the Virginia Constitution and George Mason's draft of Virginia's Declaration of Rights. Jefferson changed the wording from the pursuit of property to the pursuit of happiness. The only men who signed it on July 4th were John Hancock and Charles Thompson. Nine of the signers of the Declaration died before the American Revolution ended in 1783. The first public reading of the Declaration took place on July 8, 1776 in Philadelphia. A fictional story written in the 1840s suggested that the bell, now known as Liberty Bell, was rung that day to bring the people together. However, historians doubt that this happened. The steeple that housed the bell was in very bad condition at the time, and the bell was probably unusable. The only signer of the Declaration of Independence to survive beyond the 50th anniversary of the signing was Charles Carroll of Maryland. Carroll died in 1832 when he was 95 years old. The youngest signer was South Carolina's Edward Rutledge, 26 years old, and the oldest was Benjamin Franklin at 70 years old. Yeah, he still had it going on. Thomas Jefferson and John Adams both died exactly 50 years later on July 4th, 1826, within hours of each other. Several countries have used the Declaration of Independence as a beacon in their own struggle for freedom. These countries include, but is not necessarily limited to, France, Greece, Poland, Russia, and many countries in South America. Like a boss! The song Yankee Doodle was originally sung prior to the Revolution by British military officers in mockery of the unorganized and buckskin-wearing Yankees. The Star-Spangled Banner, written, of course, by Francis Scott Key, was originally a poem stemming from his observation in 1814 concerning the British attack in Baltimore's Fount McHenry during the War of 1812. It was later put to music, though not decreed the official national anthem until 1931. And speaking of which, happy birthday, Calvin Coolidge! I'll try and get to that tomorrow. In 1776, there were about 2.5 million people versus America's current population of 330 million. I could go on and on about the Declaration of Independence, but we are going to run out of time. Now, elsewhere on the 4th of July, in Macy's 4th of July fireworks, more than 40,000 shells are launched. 12,000 pounds of black powder are used to launch the shells. As many as 1,000 shells are launched per second, and shells range in size from 1 inch to 10 inches in diameter. Weighs about 35 pounds each. Good show. Elsewhere for the 4th of July, 63% of Americans attend a firework display. 66% display American flags. Americans will eat more than 150 million hot dogs, 76% get together with family, 80% attend a barbecue picnic or cookout, 26% set off their own fireworks, which is illegal in 4 states, and 1/3 of all hot dogs produced in the U.S. come from Iowa.
So that, my friends, is going to wrap it up for the 4th of July on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. Think you know America? Then I would suggest you take a gander at some of the multiple choice quizzes. Also, you can leave your thoughts at the comment board. Let me know what you thought about today's show. What did you do for the celebration? Anybody wind up in the hospital or in jail? What's the coolest firework you saw? So yeah, let me know. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. Back to regularly scheduled programming. I'll of course mention Calvin Coolidge, since today is, after all, his birthday and I didn't get a chance to talk about it. Plus, the Junction Transistor and Janet Jackson. Don't miss that. In the meantime, you can catch me on Facebook and Twitter. My Twitter handle is JDUSHL. So until tomorrow, everyone, thanks for listening and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.